Welcome back to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you didn't have to. This is a very, very weird episode, because Jack is sitting right next to me for once.
Yep, hi, we are not calling each other, we are instead...
That is true.
...here in real life together. We are wearing masks, of course, so our
and 6 feet apart.
A bit like...
Yeah, I do apologize for audio. I am not sitting with my computer directly on my lap. It is pushed away, because it has to be equal distance between us. Because we, literally like 2 minutes ago, finished watching Mirror Gem and Ocean Gem, the two biggest season one episodes
so far.
And I am so, so glad we finally reached some plot, goddammit.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy too. After we finished Mirror Gem, I was like, oh wow, we're seeing a bit of plot. Like, last episode where Steven discovered the unhealing spit to Mirror Gem.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, the previous episode was Mirror Gem, there was some plot, and then from Mirror Gem to Ocean Gem, there was a bunch more plot.
That is true. I mean, this was our biggest helping of plot so far.
Yeah, and this will make me very happy.
Yes, and also, don't get used to it. We're going right back to filler episodes, I believe, next time, although I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to see anything until... I think? I gotta Google something real quick.
And cue non-copyrighted elevator music.
Nope, Jack. Distract them.
Yeah, sorry, I've killed that.
Stall.
Yeah.
Start stalling!
Okay, so Mirror Gem, it was a pretty interesting episode. So basically what happened, I'm going to start explaining while Jacob's Googling. So Steven found, a weird mirror thingy in, like, some crystal gem, like, temple or whatever. But it was actually not Steven who found it, it was, like, the rest of the gems. And, yeah, they did the thing. They found a weird mirror. And then Steven found it. And then Steven realized that he could talk to the mirror. So, yay, Steven, you finally have another friend. Good job.
That is true.
And, yeah, the mirror was, like, repeating back what he was saying and looping it. So it sounded like it was, like, making sentences. And eventually
okay.
It started acting a bit weird. And all the gems got consumed. And all of a sudden, things couldn't get any weirder.
Let's see here. All right, I figured it out. We're not going to see anything plot-related until 34, technically 35, although I guess if you want to consider 34.
And we're on now.
We are on, our next episode is 28.
Oh, okay.
Oh, crap, we're going to, alright, I can't, wait, did my thing shut off? No, I didn't, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, now getting back to the plot, all
yeah.
Of a sudden.
I just needed to do
another gem. Yes, we
oh,
get
yes,
another
we...
crystal gem.
We finally made Lapis Lazuli. I am so happy.
Yeah,
favorite
so
gem.
Meet...
No, it's no longer Amethyst. Lapis is my favorite gem.
Yeah, so now we meet this other gem, and her name is Lapis Lazuli. So Lapis is a pretty cool gem, but right now she's, like, sad and depressed.
Oh, yeah. Because
she's been stuck in a mirror, and the other gems
best.
Didn't do anything about it. Pearl, I get. Amethyst probably forgot it. Eh.
I mean, Garnet got pissed, dude. Garnet got pissed.
In this episode, Garnet was incredibly mad. And that was a first. And I was like, I was not ready to see that yet.
I don't think anyone was.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, Garnet is not the type of gem who you just expect to get mad on a daily basis.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, who is this, like, Amethyst? I mean, Pearl.
I mean... I'm so happy we finally got this episode. I've been looking forward to this so long. Since I realized back like three of our episodes, or six episodes ago, that this was coming up.
And this is the big plot talk we've been talking about at the end of each episode.
That is, I mean, actually it's not, but then I realized that this actually was. I was thinking of something else, but this is a lot bigger than the one I was thinking of.
Oh. So wait, is there like a smaller... But still important.
Yeah, this is
smart,
but still important plot job coming 37.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. We do have to wait a bit for more plot, but anyway, back to that at hand.
We're going to have to sit through a lot of Watermelon Steven, which makes me want to die, but yeah.
Watermelon Steven.
I hate those episodes. It's okay to spoil because it's not plot-related in any way, but we're going to see Watermelon Steven, and I despise those episodes, just like I despise Steven and the Stevens.
Okay, and let's talk about those episodes when the time comes.
That is unfortunately coming soon.
Oh, gosh.
And we just... It's Lapis. We've covered basically what we needed to cover. It's Lapis Lazuli.
And then at the end, Steven gets grounded for doing crap with Crystal Gem Artifact when he wasn't supposed to.
It's Lapis Lazuli. I mean, come on.
And then welcome to Ocean Gem, which felt like exactly the same episode.
Except a lot better.
Yeah. Like, if it weren't for the outro, if it weren't for, like, the theme song playing at the end, I wouldn't even have known it was a different episode. So basically, this
really?
Episode...
Really?
Yeah, but I can totally see this bit. So, this was Ocean Gem was a great episode because we get another gem adventure. With Steven, and Lion, and Connie, and Steven's dad. And the Mr. Universe fam. So I'm just glad that all the characters are together going on an adventure, and what they're doing is, so Lapis, in for depression, rageness, has drained the entire ocean outside Delmarva. Yeah, gasp. Gasp, go ahead.
I mean, it's insane.
There's literally no ocean.
There is, in fact, no more ocean. It is
Everybody
now...
is sad. Mayor Dewey is sad. Lawrence is sad, but who cares about those characters? And yeah, so they're driving underwater in Greg's van.
Because that makes sense for some reason.
Well, but there's no water, so it's not underwater. And yeah, they do the thing. They go down, and then they find a giant pillar of water in the middle. Oh wow, water. And
it's
then
Ocean Gem. What do you expect? There's gonna be water.
Yeah, good point. So they find Lapis Lazuli. And she's still very sad, and she doesn't want any interactions with humans or gems.
I mean, she hates them. They trapped her in a mirror. That makes total sense.
Yeah, if I was trapped in a mirror, well, I would be very mad. The people who trapped me in a mirror, and you would probably too.
I just posted a trailer to my Twitter fleet, which is basically an Instagram story. So, that's what I do.
But we're not talking about your Twitter until the end.
Damn it! I need the promotion.
Yeah, you need the promotion. Yeah, guys, Jake, that's a Twitter if you didn't know.
I mean, it's got 10 followers, and I think that's decent. I think half of them are VTubers, which is really concerning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, Steven and everybody else go down to the ocean, and then Steven goes up into the tower to talk to Lapis. But meanwhile, Lapis creates out of water, like, a water garnet amethyst pearl in Steven, and she has them fight garnet amethyst pearl in Lion.
Because Steven is busy making sure Greg and Connie don't die, which... Funny, that makes sense. Greg, I think we can just let Greg die. He doesn't really do anything important.
Well, if Steven had no parents, that would not be good for him.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. So, Steven and whoever else was there. Wait, no, it was just Steven, sorry. Steven goes up into like the top of the spire of water. Oh, wow, another sea spire. I'm having flashbacks. And, yeah, Steven goes up to talk to Lapis, and then he spits in his hand and rubs that on a gem, because, as we all know, Steven has healing spit. Oh, yeah, Lapis' gem was cracked.
The entire time, which is why she was not able to spread the water wings and fly away.
Oh, yeah, Lapis has wings. They're made of water, and they don't look like they can fly, but, well, I'm not questioning Steven Universe.
Have we learned about Homeworld yet?
What do you mean Homeworld?
I'll take that as a no, but she's flying to a place called Homeworld, which we'll probably learn soon if we have. I think we've heard the name, at least.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but she's flying to a place called Homeworld, which...
I hope we go there soon. Delmarva's getting...
Homeworld looks a lot like Cybertron from
what?
Transformers Prime.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that's the best way.
And
for me too.
I don't know what you mean because I have not seen Transformers Prime in Central Park.
I'm not. I honestly, this is. We're still working on this. This is probably going to be brought up at a later date. I know exactly when it's going to get brought up. But I do want to put you on Transformers Prime because Cam has basically left us.
Yeah.
It's like the repeat of we're going to start dissing Cam at every single chance we get. It's like we dissed Alex.
No.
Every single time it was available in service ever since.
No, I'm looking.
I will absolutely discount. Screw him.
No. Yeah. Anyway, back to the task at hand. The lapis flew away, and they all lived happily ever after at the end.
It's true. You made some predictions, correct?
Yes.
What were those predictions?
I predicted that. So I kind of knew from internet spoilers from many, many years ago. I kind of knew that we were going to meet like a water-based gem. I thought we would meet one person in Mirror Gem, and then we'd meet another in Ocean Gem. So I thought we'd meet two new characters, two new gems. But well, I was very wrong about that.
No, you were indeed wrong. I wish we met two characters. That would have been actually nice.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to meet more characters, but, I want to. And, yeah, let's see, I hear you playing Among Us right now, and I'm not going to say anything more about that.
We just lost! Because people left the game! That means the servers are not good right now. So I'm just gonna...
Yeah, you really shouldn't be playing Among Us.
Not the first time.
Yeah, I know it's not the first time.
I went the first 10 minutes of us recording the Spirited Away episode like months and months ago. I went the first 10 minutes of that playing Minesweeper because I was just bored.
Oh yeah, I remember that game.
I've only ever beat it once. On easy mode. I don't have the brain power.
Yeah.
Alright, so is there anything else left to say?
Yeah, so I was definitely wrong about the number of new characters we would meet.
Yeah.
And I'm also disappointed to hear from you. It's not your fault. I'm disappointed to hear that we're going back to filler episodes.
It's disappointing for me too. You're gonna notice this if you haven't already. Whenever we get plot, we get 20 episodes of filler in between, which sucks massively.
Can you tell me if that will continue on later in the show?
Yes, this is for the entire show. You gotta get through a lot of filler.
Yeah, I gotta get through a lot of filler. Yeah, we have, there's good filler and then there's bad filler.
Yeah,
I just can't wait till there's like, I can't wait till like not all the characters are the static characters. I want to see some characters definitely change. Pearl. Lars.
Lars is gonna be a wild. Pearl?
I'm gonna say it.
I don't like Pearl.
Yeah, I know. We've dissed Pearl so many times on this podcast.
She deserves it. Nothing against DD Magna Hall whatsoever. It's just Pearl is annoying.
Yeah.
You don't know who DD Magna Hall is, do you?
Is that the voice actor of Pearl?
There you go.
Yeah, I guessed.
They hired an amazing team for Steven Universe. Like,
and
seriously.
Speaking of guesses, I guess we should go on to the actual script.
We don't have an actual script.
Wait, we don't have a script with you? Okay, so...
No, I write them while I... What I do is I jot down notes as I am watching the episode. And I can't do that because we're sitting right next to 6 feet apart. We think. We're guessing on time, but it's at least 5. I usually write them during that, and I can't do that because I would be flipping between watching the episode and then, like, you know,
yeah.
Pause the episode, I mean,
yeah.
All that kind of stuff, so... Oh boy.
So, should we just end the episode here? Do you have anything else to say?
I'm just so happy we met Lapis. I mean, it's just I'm happy. I really am.
Happy Lapis.
Go.
Yep. And
leave. Get out.
So.
I need a script for this one. I do need my script. This is what my script looks like.
Yeah, it just looks like a Google document.
It is just a Google document. With Monster Buddies and Indirect Kiss still there for some reason. I just never deleted it. Alright, I got it. Thank you all for listening to Animosity, where we watch the shows soon and after. Be sure to check out any other podcasts that interest you in the safe place you're listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot4484/message. Also, check me on Twitter @jackpot4484 for random updates and crap I post at 2 in the morning. We have an official YouTube channel now named Animosity Official, which we are going to be doing episodes live at some point.
Please check that out.
Please, because I really want there to be at least one viewer, because that's just going to be depressing. Also, we're going to have a live Q&A happen at one point more details on that are coming to Twitter. So definitely, that is the main place you should be following. Even if you don't follow me, just checking it every once in a while, just smart, because that's where you're going to find most of the updates. Yeah.
Your Twitter is jackpot4484,
right? True. At jackpot4484. Join my followers. Half of them are VTubers, which really is concerning.
And also check out the official and lucky podcast subreddit.
No one monitors it at all. It's just unfiltered. We don't.
It's not been used at all.
It's really not. I just created it because I'm like, hey, this will be fun. And I just don't use it. So yeah, just go be weird. I don't care.
Yeah, check out Twitter and YouTube are the main places.
That, yeah, I mean, mainly Twitter. That's one I constantly push. So Jack, is there anything you'd like to shout out?
I'm happy, but I'm also somewhat depressed that we're just gonna go back to filler.
Get used to it. Alright, thank y'all for listening, and bye.
Bye.